Okay, now we are going to discuss about clofazimine, which is one of the drugs used for the treatment of the leptomatous leprosy. It is given along with the rifampicin and dapsone as a multi-drug therapy for the treatment of leptomatous leprosy and also for the reaction that is erythema nodosum leprosum. Other indications of the clofazimine include granulomatous rosacea, neutrophilic dermatosis like pyoderma gangrenosum, and Sweet syndrome, palmoplantar pustulosis, lupus erythematosus, and Eschi dermatosis. So these are the other few indications of clofazimine along with the leptomatous leprosy. In some of the journals, it is also mentioned that it can be used for the treatment of the Mycobacterium avium complex. Then, talking about the mechanism of action of clofazimine is that it interferes with the DNA synthesis and it inhibits the aerobic respiration of the Mycobacterium leprae and hence helps in killing the bacterium. Besides that, it also helps to generate oxygen-free radicals, which itself are cytotoxic to the tissues, not only to the bacteria but also to those cells which are infected by the bacteria. Then the other mechanism of action is that it increases the phagocytic activity of the neutrophils and the macrophages, which helps in killing the bacteria. So all of these actions of the clofazimine adds on and help to kill or clear the infection with the leptomatous leprosy. It is available in the form of a capsule, in the 50 mg capsules, and the trade name which is used all over the world is the Lamperine. The clofazimine is derived from a red immunophenazine dye, and that is why one of the popular side effects of the clofazimine is that it causes hyperpigmentation of the skin. Initially, it causes red discoloration, then later on it becomes slate gray to black pigmentation of the skin. So the first side effect of the clofazimine is that it causes the slate gray black pigmentation of the skin along with the red discoloration of cornea, tears, urine, feces and hair, because it is excreted from the body in negligible amount in the urine but also in small amounts in the feces, in the tears and sweat. Other important side effects of the clofazimine is that it causes acquired ichthyosis and hence causes dry, itchy skin along with a slight scaling. It induces photosensitivity, dryness in the eyes and may also reduce the vision. But these side effects are reversible and clears within 1 or 2 years after the discontinuation of the treatment. It may also cause abdominal pain, diarrhea, weight loss and the loss of appetite. It may cause renal failure in a very small percentage of the patients. That is why when we are taking the history of leprosy patients and we reach to the history of drugs, we ask the patient ke jab aapne is bimari ki treatment start ki thi to uske saath aapki jild ki rangat mein koi tabdili to nahi aayi thi, jild khushk to nahi rehne lagi, iske upar chhilka to nahi aata, iske kharish to nahi hoti, pet mein dard takleef saath mein dast ya wazan mein kami to nahi mehsoos hui. These questions are directly related to the side effect of clofazimine. The pharmacokinetics of the drug is that it is taken via oral route, preferably after the meals. Then it is after the digestion, it is distributed widely in the reticuloendothelial system because it is highly lipophilic drug and it is deposited in the fatty tissues and also in the cells of the reticuloendothelial system, particularly the macrophages, and then it is excreted via the urine, sweat, feces. The pregnancy category of the clofazimine is pregnancy category C drug, and that is why when we talk about the cautions of clofazimine, pregnancy is one of them. The contraindications of clofazimine is hypersensitivity, and care should be taken in those patients who have a depression, and they may have suicidal ideation because one of its side effects is depression as well. So that is why in two case reports suicide has been reported, and that's why it is important while taking the history of the leprosy patient we have to ask about depression, because one of the side effects of clofazimine is depression as well. In the counseling of the patient or while taking the history, we have to ask about infections, bone marrow suppression, skin malignancy, lymphomas, and conception hazards, because the clofazimine may have some untoward or unwanted side effects regarding all of these. So that is why it is important to bring these aspects of the disease into notice. We have to advise on protection to the patient because clofazimine causes photosensitivity. Whenever the patient comes, we have to do the general physical examination and look for the pigmentation induced by clofazimine. Blood complete picture should be done. All of the blood tests, LFTs, RFTs should be done when the patient is taking clofazimine, because we give it for a longer period of time. So that is why the monitoring of these investigations or these blood tests should be done when the patient is taking any kind of long-term treatment. Other than that, whenever we are going to give any drug which may inhibit the DNA synthesis or it may cause some kind of immunosuppression, then we are going to definitely check the patient about hepatitis BC profile, HIV, serology, and tuberculin test, or all the investigations associated which we perform in the tuberculosis, that is chest X-ray, IGRA, Mentu test. All of these should be performed. Pregnancy testing is also one of the prerequisites or the pre-treatment investigation which should be done.